Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh, Erev Shabbos class learning. I hope everyone had a meaningful 2 weeks, and Baruch Hashem, we are back. So I want to thank our sponsor, Wishes to Remain Anonymous, very much. Tizku l'mitzos u'lamaisim tovim to you and your family for the zchus of these Divrei Torah, to bring you many Shabbosos together with the nachas of your family in good health. Abiyas gol tzedek ve'ezros Hashem. So we are finishing up today. We only have one se'if left. And then we are going to go back to the Sefer. We are in the middle of learning the Shulchan Aruch, along with the Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Shabbos. We're in Simen Reish Samech Gimel. We are in Se'if Gimel. So we're talking about the mitzvah of Hadakas Neirus. The reason we're talking about that is because we were up to in the Sefer of Shimshon Pinchas quoted the Mishnah Berurah from here. And there is two distinct aspects of the mitzvah when it comes to lighting Shabbos candles. The mitzvah of Hatavas HaNeirus, which is the man's mitzvah, and the mitzvah of Hadakas HaNeirus, which is the woman's mitzvah. So that is, I'm going to screen share where we're up to. Here we are. Okay, could you see it says Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Meich Shemech Zimel? Yeah, okay, so let me put you here so you can see the Mishnah Berurah on this side. So we are up to, I marked down in my own, this is where I learn from, prepare from, highlight, you might see my notes. Okay, so I have a sticky exactly where we are up to. So we are right over here. We are up to Se'if Gimel, like you see on the screen, and that is the last Se'if we're going to be doing. It's not Bli Neder. No intention. It's not going to take us the whole class. Okay, so let's continue. Okay, so here we go. So what is the halacha? And it is more a woman's mitzvah hadakas neiros. So let's turn. Hanashu musharos bo yoser. Women are more, it's more of a woman's mitzvah, muzhar. They're more on guard, they're more enjoying, they're more encouraged. It's their mitzvah. Hanashu muzharos bo yoser, in regard to hadakas neiros. Why? Why is it more of a woman's mitzvah? Mipneishu mitzuyos bebayis, because they are the ones who are found in the house. Va'oskos betzarche bebayis, they are the ones who are found in the home. They are ones who are busy with taking care of the needs of the home. So, in the traditional family model, a husband would go out to work, go out to the fields, go out to the marketplace, go out to milk the cows, sell the eggs in the market. And the woman, there's so much to do in the home. She stays home, and she is the one who's taking care of the home. So since the domain of the home is under her domain, the realm of the home is under her domain, we know about Rachel Imenu. She tells us a number of times in Chumash, in Bereishis, that Rachel is the Akaras Habayis Ikar, the mainstay of the home. Since she is the one who's Mitsuya Babaye, Ayesari Ishtacha, the Malachim say to Avram, where is Sarah your wife? And what did he say? Hine ba'ohel. She is in the tent. Sanuahi. So she is Mitsuya Babait, and she is the one who is found in the home. Va'ozko b'tzarche habayit. And since she is the one who is busy with taking care of the needs of the home, therefore it is incumbent upon her. Hanashim b'sharos b'yoter. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here, which you see on this side of the on the screen. Okay. Mipnei. Oh, Hanashim b'sharos. Okay, sorry. Hanashim b'sharos. Look here, this side of the screen, this is the Mishnah Berurah, Chavetz Chaim, Zechat Tzadik, Kodesh Levracha. Afilu emir tzahabal lahadik ba'atzmo, even if the husband wants to light on his own, ha'isha kodemes, she takes precedence. And it's interesting, there was a shayla, so I don't know if that woman is coming back. I'm interested if she asked her Rav. If you remember, there was a shayla, she asked the shayla if she's running late and the husband has lit the candles, may she still make the bracha if it's after this man? So I said five times, I'm not a Rav. You must ask a Rav. I found it to be an interesting shayla. Based on our learning, it seems very, very clear, like, you know, learn more today, that the mitzvah of Hadakas HaNeirus is incumbent upon the woman of the house. We're not talking about a yotzei min hakal, chas v'shalom, there is no woman in the house, and there's only a man, and there's only ketanim, then who lights? Obviously, everyone asks their shayla. But you see that it is a woman's mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu emir tzahabal lahadik batzro, even if the Baal Habayis, meaning the male in the house, the man that wants to light on his own, Ha'isha Kodemes, the woman takes precedence. Im Yesh, Im Lo Sheyesh, Harbei Neiros, Yachal Hu Gam Kein Hadik. However, if there are a lot of candles and he really wants to light, then he could also light. So I don't know, let's say they light 10 candles. Remember, this is the third class in this series exploring the halachos and the Shulchan Aruch regarding Hilchos Hadakos Haneiro Shabbos. But by the first class, we learn that some people light two Keneged Zachar and Shamar. Some people light seven Keneged the days of the week. Some people light ten Keneged Aseres Hadibros. So let's say there are many candles in the house. Im lo sheyesh harbei neiros yechol hu gam kein ladlik. Okay. Ukeshehi yolades. So what about when she gives birth? Ukeshehi yolades. B'Shabbos Rishon amadlik habalim mevarich. See it here on the side of the screen. Ukeshehi yolades. When she is a new mother. B'Shabbos Rishon, or the first Shabbos, madlik habalim mevarich. Then the husband lights the candles, and then he makes a bracha. B'yemeini dusa ha'isha mevareches ba'atzma. Okay, so maybe you would have a shayla. What about the Yemei Nida? Maybe, obviously, it's a shayla of the Achron and Mujase, that maybe in the days of Nida, in the days of her menstrual cycle, when she is in Tumas Nida, maybe you might think she doesn't light. No, Ha'isha Mevarachas Ba'atzmo, she is able to make the bracha on her own. I'm going to quote from, you know how I told you in the Mishnah Berurah that I'm using the deer shoe. So they have here on the side the glosses of our contemporary Gedolim, poskim from our contemporary Gedolim. So there are a number of comments regarding to this statement from the Mishnah Berurah from contemporary Gedolim. So I'm now going to quote that here. Right? The Kain, Im yesh kama chadarim babayis, if there are a number of rooms in the home. So what the Mishnah Berurah just told us is, if there's a lot of candles, then he could light also. V'chein, im yesh kama chadarim babayis, if there are a number of rooms in the home. So today, most homes have a number of rooms. We're not talking about if you've got excavations in Eretz Yisrael. This past Pesach went to excavations in the north. There's like one room. What was the house? Today, there are many chadarim in the bais, many rooms in the home. Kasav, the Beis HaLevi, okay? Shehaisha tadlik b'makam achad b'vracha, but the woman could light in one place with the bracha. V'haish rashai v'hadlik b'shar chadarim below bracha. It doesn't say he's chayav, rashai. The man is permitted to light, the husband's permitted to light in the other rooms without a bracha. But you still see that she's the one who is lighting, tadlik b'makom echa b'vracha. A woman of the home is the keres abayis, the one who's mitsuya b'abayis, the oskos b'tzarche abayis. She is the one who is lighting with the bracha. V'ayish rashay l'hadlik b'shar chadarim below bracha. He's permitted, not chayav, to light in the other rooms without a bracha. So today we have chashmal. So at the end, you're going to see that today with chashmal, things are a little bit different. So this is talking about if you need to light a candle, you know, in all the rooms of the home, so she lights in one place with a bracha, and he could light in the other rooms without a bracha. Okay? Uli inyan hidr mitzvah, and when it comes to regarding hidr the mitzvah, beautifying the mitzvah, kasav hashai ha... It's a short form, it's abbreviated, so I'm not sure what it's standing for. Hey Shin Vav Ayin Harav, okay? Shatov Ha'isha Ha'ish Yadik B'Shar HaChadarim. In regard to Hidur Mitzvah, interestingly, it's better, according to this one opinion, that the man lights in the other rooms of the home. So you're increasing light in the home. Remember, the whole purpose of Shabbos candles, like we've learned, is for Shalom Bayis, okay? But now you want to bring Kabbalistic reasons of the Neshama. The purpose of, halachically, the Shabbos candles to bring Shalom Bayis home, so the home shouldn't be pitch black. Once the sun sets, there's no chashmal. You can't light a fire on Shabbos, and people are going to be killing each other in their home because they can't see anything. It's the days before light pollution. They literally could not see. So the purpose was for Shalom Bayis. So he's permitted to light in the other rooms of the home, and this even leads to Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur what mitzvah? Hidur mitzvah shalom bayis, because if there's light in the other rooms, now people are going to be able to see things. V'lakach bizmanenu. And therefore in our time, shahachashmal hu ikur ha'or. In our day and age, those Shabbos candles that we light are not the ikur or. They're not the main light that you're deriving in the home on Shabbos. The ikur or comes from the chashmal. The ikur or comes from the electricity that runs through the home. Das ha'go'an Rav Yosef Shalom al Yashav, Zatzal, Shaha'isha tadli gamas ha'chashmal b'makam ha'su'uda. The gamas misbrahanei v'shavagila behem v'tivarech. Interestingly. So, since the main benefit of light comes from chashmal, and not the Shabbos candles that we lit in our day and age, so according to Rav Yashav Zatzal, the woman should light the chashmal, the electricity, in a place where there is the su'uda, and she should also light whatever number of candles she lights, and then she should make a bracha. So again, you see that the ikar point of having light on Shabbos is so that we have shalom in the house. You need to see. So today when we turn on the chashmal, so that gives shalom bayis in the home, because everyone could see. Im habal rotze yachala hader v'hadikser. Rabbi Yashub says, and if the husband wants, he is able to be mehudar to enhance the mitzvah ulahadik acharei ishto odner. If he wants, after she does the mitzvah, he is allowed to light after the wife one extra candle, o chashma b'chadurim ha'achim, or he could turn on the chashmal in another room. So maybe he turns on the nightlight in another room. But the ikar ner should come from her, o yosif o rabbi makama sa'uda, or he could increase her light in the place of sa'uda. But it seems very, very clear that she is the one who is supposed to be lighting. Again, this is bedarach klal, when there is baruch Hashem, a woman in the home. I'm not talking about a yotzei min haklal. Everyone consult with their rav. I mean, you already saw that the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shabbos Rishona, when she is a yolades, okay, they would spend a very long amount of time in bed when she was a yolades. Maybe she couldn't get up, do whatever, if she's in the Beis Cholim. So he would light with the bracha, but bederach klal, it is her mitzvah to light. Okay, so going back here to the Mishnah Berurah, okay, so that is im yesh gam ku, oh, those comments were all on who gam kein lahadlik. Yachohu gam kein ladik. What if he really wants the light? So now we learn, based on the contemporary Gedolim, and Rav Yashuv says that she really needs to light in the room, and according to Rav Yashuv, she should be responsible to turn on the chashmal. So for most of us, that would be, let's say, in the dining room. If the husband wants, he could light a candle after, or he could turn on the chashmal in the other rooms, let's say a nightlight in another room, to bring light. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah, ukushehi olades b'shabbos rishona madli kabal mevarech. And when she is a yoladesh on the first Shabbos, the Baal makes the lights the candle, and he makes the bracha. Okay, excuse me. I'm quoting again. I'm contemporary Gedolim. It's called in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Biurim Umusafim. Ubatam Hadavra. The reason for this. So what's the reason that when she is a yoladesh, that first Shabbos he actually is madlik umavarech? Ubatam Hadavra Katav Hagaon Rav Frankel, Shekeven she'en ha'isha yichola lahadlika seneris b'mekoma. Why? We're trying to understand this. Mishnah Berurah say that the halacha is that the week she is a yoladesk, the husband is the one who lights and makes the bracha, because the woman will not be in yichola lahadlika seneris b'mekoma. She won't be able to light them in place. Mipnei she'en ha'yichola lakum mitasa. She won't be able to get up from her bed. So it used to be, I remember my mother told me, like, when a woman used to have a baby, they kept her in the hospital for 5 days. Today, they keep you in the hospital barely for 24 hours. And even if you have a C-section delivery, they try and get you out as quickly as possible not to stay in the hospital. But it was, a woman who's a yoledes, even if she had the baby on Yom Rishon, that for Shabbos, she might not be able to get out from her bed. Lakach yadikam ba'ala. And that's why the husband is the one who lights them. So it doesn't say anything about the tumah of the nida status. Rather, physically, if she can't get up to light the candles, the husband is the one who's going to light them. V'hosif, shelefizeh im efsher yesh la'anyecha saneiru samech l'mita sa'isha v'tadlikam sham. Interestingly, so Rav Frankel says, according to this, if you're able to put the candles next to the woman's bed, and she can light them there, that's preferable than the husband lighting them with the bracha. Listen again, v'hosif, and he added, Rav Frankel added, shelefizeh im efsher yesh la'anyecha saneiru samich l'mita sa'isha v'tadlikam sham. So you see that we always defer to when the woman can light, she should be the one who is doing the hadlakas neiros. V'chein bismaneinu, and so too in our time, im nitzeit hayoladet bevesa b'shabbos harishona shel'achar haleda, if the woman, the yoledes, is found in her home the first Shabbos after she gave birth. Das ha-go'an Rav Yosef Sham al-Yashiv, shenau ha-gim she-tadlika saneris ba'atzma. So according to Rav al-Yashiv, so it's interesting. Well, you could say the Mishnah Berurah says, u'kashihi yoledes b'Shabbos Rishona, madli kabal mevarich. Mishnah Berurah says, is this an absolute law? Is it under every single circumstances that the first Shabbos that she is a yoledes, the husband lights the candles and makes the bracha? So we have to understand the reason for this. Rav Frankel says the reason is because she's going to be in bed, so she can't get up to light the candles. And then he adds, if possible, to move the candles next to her bed and she can light. That's what you should do. Therefore, Rav al-Yashuv says, in our day and age, if a woman is home, which is very, very possible and probable, if she gave birth Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday, and Rav Yashem says, if she's home and she's able to light, then she should be the one to light. So this Mishnah Berurah halacha is not a hard and fast objective halacha under every single circumstance. Rather, today, if a woman is able to light, even when she is a Yoledes from the first Shabbos, then she is the one who should be lighting. Furthermore, ukusha'ein ha'isha ba'bayis. Let's say the woman's not in the home. Or it's not possible for her to light the candles. That's who got on Rav Yosef Shama Yashav. She binos habayis hagdolos called most the Baal b'halakas haneiros. So I don't know if that woman is here who was here last week. I did not recognize the name when she posted a question. I'll be extremely interested to know if she followed up with her Rav. Because according to Rav Yashav, let's say the woman's not in the home, or she's not able to light. For example, let's say she's still in the hospital after she had the baby, or she's not able to leave the bed, and they can't, for whatever reason, bring the candles next to her bed. So according to Rav Yashav Zatzal, it is better that the benos habayis hagedolos, that any girl in the home over the age of bas mitzvah, called most the baal b'hadakas aneiros. The over bas mitzvah age girls takes precedence to the husband when it comes to lighting the candle. So you really see the halacha is that this is truly the woman's mitzvah. And you're going to see why as we continue in Seif Gimah. Why? Because Rav Yashub says, because they too, the girls who are the over the age of bas mitzvah, they're the ones who are mitzuyos babayis, they're the ones who are found in the home, but oskos b'tzarchat, and along with the mother, they help to take care of the needs of the home and the running of them. They might help the mother make Shabbos, they help with the cooking, they help with the baking, maybe help with the folding of the laundry. So since the girls are the ones who are found in the home, and they're busy with the needs of the home, they, over bas mitzvah age, take precedence over the men of the home when it comes to lighting the candles. However, Hagon Rav Nissen Karlitz, his topic b'davar. But interestingly, Rav Nissen Karlitz had a suffix in the matter. Ha'im adif sha'bal yadik mishum sha'mitzvah bo yoser mi bishulucho is a preference. So that's according to Rav Yashav. According to Rav Yashav, the older girls over age bas mitzvah, if the mother's not there, they're the ones who light, they take precedence over the father. Okay. However, why? So he said why. They're mitzuyos babayis and oskos b'tzarchei bayis. However, Gon Rav Nissen Karlitz, he's topic b'davar. According to Rav Nissen Karlitz, it's not so clear. He had a suffix b'davar. Ha'im adif, is it preferable? Sha'bal yadik, that the husband should light. Mishum she'mitzvah bo yoser mi bishulucho, because the mitzvah is more on him than on his messenger. V'rak b'ishto amru shehi tadik, kevan she'ishto kugufo. Only in regard to his wife does she take precedence over him. Ishta kugufa, the wife is like himself. So his mitzvah of having Shabbos candles lit takes place through his wife. But does it take place through his daughters also? No, ishta kugufa. So in regard to the wife, she takes precedence over him. But is it true, says Rav Nissen Karlitz, that the daughters take precedence over him also? Oh, shema adif shabinos yadiko. Or maybe it's preferable, says Rav Nissen Karlitz, that talk of the daughters do like Kevin Shashayich Bamatam Omer Benashim, because the reason that woman lie, which we haven't seen yet, but we're going to see it momentarily, but here I'm going to give you a sneak peek, okay? The reason women are lighting is why. You're going to see it in the Mishnah Berurah shortly. Shekivsa Nero Shal Olam. The reason this woman, this mitzvah is incumbent upon the Bnos Yisrael is Shekivsa Nero Shal Olam. Look on the screen here. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis. Okay, we didn't get up to there yet, but since Rav Nissen Karlitz is touching upon it, and I'm quoting it, I want you to just jump ahead. Look on the right side of the screen. Okay, you see that the Mishnah Berurah writes, why are women obligated in this mitzvah? First of all, because they are oskos b'tzarche habayis u'metzuyos b'bayis. They're the ones who are found in the homes, and they're the ones who are busy taking care of the needs of the home. Okay. I'll give you an example. You could have in a home where both the husband and the wife work full time. B'darach klal, there are always exceptions, I know. But the woman, for example, is the one who still bakes the challah. Or basically organizes and prepares the Shabbos. But they will both work full time. But she is the one, b'darach klal, there could be exceptions, who still bakes the challah. And organizes and cooks and makes sure that the Shabbos is put together. Why? Because she is the one who mitzuya babayis va'osekes b'tzarche habayis. But there is another reason that this mitzvah is incumbent upon her. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here, which you see on the right side of the screen. Va'otam mipnei shekivsa ner shalo olam. She extinguished the light of the world. This is referring back to Chava, Isha. When she gave Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and she brought death to the world, kibiyam achalcha mimenu, most tamus, Atikach mipriya v'tocha, latitin gam le'isha ima v'yocha. And she took from the Eitz Hadas, which she was not supposed to take from, and she ate it, and she gave to her husband also to eat it, and God banished them from Eden, and they became mortal. She extinguished the light of the world. Man, we don't even understand what it means. We literally don't even understand what it means. The man was supposed to live in Gan Eden and be immortal. I mean, there's no way for us to even have a conception of what that means. It's impossible. So because she brought mortality to the world and therefore extinguished the light of the world, Hadakas Neir Shabbos are tikkun. And that's another reason why the mitzvah is incumbent upon her. So the mitzvah of Hadakas Neir Shabbos is to bring Shalom Bayis to the home. We firmly establish that. We've also established that it's a woman's mitzvah for a number of different reasons. Like you're seeing from all the halachos over these past three classes, it's upon her. He does Hatavas HaNeiros. He's responsible for the finance of the Neiros, but she does the Hadakas HaNeiros. She is Mitzuya Babayish, but another deeper reason is because she extinguished the light of the world. So her lighting the candles each week on Erev Shabbos is Misakein, the sin of the original woman, Isha. And we increase light of Kedusha in the world to be Misakein, Lachava / Isha, diminished from the world. So now I'm going back to Rav Nissen Karlitz. Remember, he's in a machlokas. According to Rav El Yashiv, if the woman's not there, the over bas mitzvah age girls take precedence over the father because they too are mitzuya babais and they too are oskos betzarche bais. However, according to the Gaon Rav Nissen Karlitz, there is a machlokas in the matter. Is it that Taka, the man, should die? Because maybe you say, oh, we're talking about only his wife. But if the wife's not available, doesn't transfer to his daughters, he should be lighting. Or Taka, Shema Adiv Shabanos Yadiku. Or Taka, is it preferable that the daughters light Kevin Shashayach Bahen Hatama Umar Benashim? Because when it comes to over bas mitzvah age daughters, that same rule applies to them. Shekivsa Nero Sha'olam. They too are responsible for having extinguished the light of the world. The Afsha Shatamza Adif Mer Tam Shal Mitzvah Beyosem Beshalucho. And maybe this reason, that they extinguished the light of the world, therefore, over bas mitzvah age girls light, is even preferable than the fact that only his wife can be a shaliach for him. So in other words, Rav Nissen Karlitz is saying that maybe it is preferable, Taka, that the bas mitzvah age girls in uplight, because they too extinguished the light of the world. Ve'im bito hanisua mit arachas etzlo. And let's say the wife's not there, but his married daughter is a guest by his home. K'she'ein ishto babayis, when the wife's not there. So let's say the wife's not there. Now we're not talking about over bas mitzvah age girls. We're talking about the wife's, I don't know, had a baby. She's in the hospital. And the married daughter comes back for Shabbos. So now she's in the home, also with the younger children. And the wife's not there. Das ha'gon Rav Yosef Shamal Yashiv, she'kodem yadliku esaneres v'yivarech v'achar kach tadlik bito. Interestingly, Rav Yosef says, if the married daughter's there, he should light first and make a blessing, and then after his daughter should light. So she's not in that domain of the home. So we're talking about who takes precedence in the home. So if the married daughter is there, according to Rav Yosef, very, very interesting, call them Yad Liku Esaneiros V'Yivarech V'Achar Chach Tadlik Bito. V'im lo nimtzim b'bayis al habanim v'banos. Now let's say in the house you only have the sons and the daughters. Let's say he's in the hospital with her. Okay? So now the mother's not home and the father's not home. And you only have in the home the sons and the daughters. Das ha'go'an Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. So once again, it defers back to the girls. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, if the father's not home, and the mother's not home, and you have sons and daughters at home, it should be an over bas mitzvah age daughter who should light, just like Rav Yashav, because upon the girls is incumbent the needs of the home, and therefore, if there's no parent in the home before the boys are the ones who are lighting, it should be the girls, the over bas mitzvah age girls who are lighting. Okay, let's go back to Seif Gimel over here. Okay. Hanashu muzharis bo yoser, mipnei shu mitzuyas b'bayis, v'osko b'tzarche b'bayis. And we already did the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. V'im ein yado masek, one second. Mipnei shu mitzuyas b'bayis, v'osko b'tzarche b'bayis. So we should just learned why they are muzharos. and what happens if she had a baby, and what happens in today's day and age if she had a baby, and what happens if there's only boys, only girls, over bas mitzvah, a married daughter, the husband's not home. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Mipnei she mitzuyas. The old time, I know we did it already, but I'm going in order. Mipnei she kavsa nero shal olam shagam amisa la'adam arishan. Interesting. That this idea that for all time, every Jewish woman is, in some sense, being misakin the first sin of Isha. So maybe you're thinking, that's not fair. I'm not Isha. I didn't do that. I didn't live 5,783 years ago and feed my husband from the Eitz Hadas. Why do I have to light the candles? Because Isha was Mechaba, the Nero Sha'olam, all the way back in the beginning. Shagarma Misa La'adam Arishan. But you see that there is a spiritual DNA that is Taka passed down, just like there is a physical DNA passed down to every single person, right? We all have fingers and we have toes and we have eyes and we have ears. There's a physical DNA and physical components passed down from person to person, from generation to generation. There's also these spiritual elements passed out. So in some sense, every woman who comes from Isha, he haisha im kochai, is responsible in some sense to be misakin that sin. Not only that, but if we keep this in mind, it should be a shmira for us. I'm going to venture to say that all of us have made mistakes. Possibly in our kitchen, we try, we ask this, we do the best we can. It happens. It's possible. If we remember that one of the reasons for Hadakas Aneiros is to be misakin the light that was extinguished by Isha when she fed her husband the forbidden fruit, perhaps it will be misora us, it will arouse us to be more on guard, to be careful with our level of kashrus in the home, with our asking shaylas, with our shopping, with our cooking. We'll be more aware that it is our tafka to be misakin the sin of Isha, to rectify the sin of the first woman, giving her husband forbidden food. And in that way, we will certainly be increasing the light of Kedusha in the home and in the world. Okay? So, look here, very important. I just want you to know something. If you look in the Sefer of Shimshon Pinchas, the whole point of departure for these three classes has been the fact that Rav Shimshon Pinchas writes, quote, the Mishnah Berurah on page 58. The Mishnah Berurah deemed it proper for the husband to do this preparation. Hatavas Haneiros in the man's mitzvah. If you look on the bottom, it says 263.12. We're here. After 3 weeks, we got here. 263.12. Reish Samech Gimel. Yod Beis. Here's the Mishnah Berurah of Shimshon Pinchas sources. Look carefully. Umikol makom tov shehaish yisakein haneiros. Ah, it is good for the man to be misakin the neiros. He should prepare the candles so they're ready for lighting. She should be the one who is doing the lighting. So if you have the Sefer, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's page 58, Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh. You see the one line of Shimshon Pinchas says, and it says on the bottom, 263.12. He's referring to this Mishnah Berurah right here. Reisha Mechgimel Yerbeis Mipnesha Mitzuyos. This is the one he's referring to. V'od tam mipnesha kivsa nero sha'olam sha'gama misal adam arishon. L'mikal makom tov sha'ish yisakin ha'neros. There you go. So the man is one who is responsible to be misakin the neros. To prepare them, she is the one responsible to light them. Okay, let's just finish up. So it's interesting because there was just a private comment, the Orcha Ganuz, the hidden light, which we can access by looking at the Hanukkah candles. So I say this all the time in regard to the comment which just brought up, the Hanukkah candles. I say this all the time. I just think it's so funny how Hashem arranges my shiurim. You're going to see the last line we're going to read is referencing Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles. So here we are a week away from Hanukkah, and funny is the wrong word, but it's just so interesting that where we're finishing, it's not on purpose. I'm not doing this on purpose. You'll see. So, yes, it's just, I don't know. I was going to point it out, but the comment was on the Hanukkah candles. And there is a tremendous amount of tikkun we're learning that comes from Ner. Ki Ner mitzvah v'Torah are. The ultimate tikkun that comes to the world is from mitzvos and Torah. But mitzvos and Torah are a remez in light. They bring light. Ki ner mitzvah. A mitzvah is a ner. Victora or, and Torah is light. What's the difference between a ner and light? So the way to understand the pasuk is ner mitzvah victora or. If you're in a pitch black, I don't know, 500 feet room, you're in a ballroom, you light a candle, it will illuminate your corner. Because it's not going to light up one single candle. A 500 foot ballroom. I don't know if that's big or not big, but just imagine a huge ball, and you're standing in a corner, okay? But if you turn on the lights, the whole room is going to be illuminated. Ner mitzvah. One mitzvah illuminates that aspect of your life. V'torah or. But when you flood your home, yourself, your kehila, the yeshivos with Torah, when you support Torah, learn Torah, contribute to Torah, live a life of Torah, it illuminates the entire Rav. And that's really what Chanukah is. Chanukah is the time of accessing the hidden light. It's a very dark time. It's a galistic time. Now we're learning today something very interesting. In addition, not only is it for Shalom Bayis, and not only is it practical because she's the one running the home, but there's a darkness that was brought to the world by the first sin. A darkness perpetuates today in Galus. If we want to combat that darkness, the way is through mitzvah and Torah. Performing mitzvahs, learning Torah, supporting Torah, I don't know, enabling ourselves and others to do mitzvahs. It's all represented in light. The Shabbos candles, which we light each week to bring the Kedusha to our homes and to the world. And the Chanukah licht that we light. Going to be Chaf Hei Kislev coming up a week from Yom Rishon. So let's go back here and let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Oops. Haneshu muzharos bo yosir mipneshu mitzui babayis v'oskos b'tzarchei bayis. V'im ein yado masagas diknos ner l'shabbos with a kiddush hayom. Okay? We don't live in this time, Baruch Hashem. I venture to say that. Hopefully, nobody who is on this shir or listening to the Wayu Torah falls in this category. I don't think it's so. It could be. I hope not. But sometimes, especially in times of extreme poverty, which the Jews faced of many galuyos throughout our history, im ein yado masagas diknos ner l'shabbos v'le kiddush hayom. So you don't have that dilemma, Baruch Hashem, and I don't have that dilemma. And you go to the supermarket, we don't say, well, should I buy ner Shabbos? Or should I buy, you know, wine or grape juice? I think that Baruch Hashem, none of us here have ever been faced with that shayla. But it could be. Think back to many times of deprivation that our forefathers had throughout our long galus, and there's poverty. Im ein yado masega siknos ner l'shabbos with a kiddush hayom. I'd say you don't have enough for both. You can't afford Shabbos candles, and you can't, or you can't afford Shabbos candles and kiddush hayom. It says in the Rav Aaron Leib Shteim in biography. It's his yurtzeit, by the way, Chof Dalet Kislev. That would be next Motzei Shabbos. It's Rav Aaron Leib Shteim's yurtzeit. Lichatzadav Kodesh Livracha. There was extreme poverty in the early years of the state of Israel, extreme poverty when the state was first established. And Rav Steinman would every week go to the wine store. He couldn't afford to buy a bottle of wine, certainly not a case of wine. He would buy three cups of wine every Shabbos. One was for Friday night, one was for Shabbos day Kiddush, and one was for Avdala. That's what he would do to purchase wine every week. So let's say a person doesn't have enough money. You have a dilemma. Should I buy Ner Shabbos? I have X amount of dollars. Should I use it for Ner Shabbos or should I use it for Kiddush Hayom? So what's the pshat? Ner Shabbos Kodem. What takes precedence? Shabbos candles. So as we've learned, Shabbos candles, one, is a woman's mitzvah. First of all, Shabbos candles bring shalom to the home. Two, it's clearly a woman's mitzvah because she's osakes b'tzarchei bayis u'metzuya b'bayis. Thirdly, she is the one who extinguished the light of the world. So therefore, the light of the world has to be rekindled through her actions. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah right here. Ner Shabbos Kodem. Okay, look right here on the side of the screen. So what the Shulchan Aruch just told us is if you don't have enough for Ner Shabbos and Kiddush Hayom, you can't buy Shabbos candles and wine for Kiddush, what should you do? You only have, I don't know, $5 and it'll only buy you one thing. So the answer is Kiddush Hayom No, near Shabbos Kodem. You should buy the supplies to light near Shabbos. Look on the side of the screen, Mishnah Berurah says, but Afal Gav, the Kiddush D'Oraisa, you might be surprised by that. Kiddush is D'Oraisa. Friday night Kiddush is Mitzvah D'Oraisa. Perek Beis, well, Perek Aleph, Ramad Aleph, Vayir Vayibokar Yom HaShishi. Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, Vayichul HaShemayim Vayitzav Chal Tzabam. Kiddush is the Oraisa on Friday night. So you might say, wow, how come the Shulchan Aruch tell me near Shabbos is Kodem? Near Shabbos is not the Oraisa. Kiddush Hayom is the Oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah says, Afal Gav, the Kiddush the Oraisa, even though Kiddush is a the Oraisa, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Al Hayayin Dirabanan. To be mekadesh the zman of Shabbos is the oraisa. To sanctify the day of Shabbos is the oraisa. Making kiddush on wine is the rabbanon. There are other ways to be mekadesh Shabbos. It doesn't have to be the oraisa over wine. So the oraisa is to be mekadesh for Shabbos. How you are mekadesh the Shabbos, so Chazal tell us, it should be over wine. But that's the rabbanon. Demina Torah, because the oraisa, how could it be mekadesh the Shabbos? Yotzi b'tfila. Interestingly, you have a mitzvah de oraisa, a biblical ordained precept, to be mekadesh the Shabbos, to sanctify the Sabbath. Now, we use the word kiddush synonymous with wine. But really, the oraisa, you could be mekadesh Shabbos through the tefillas of Shabbos. We don't do that today. But you could be mekadesh Shabbos through the tefillah. So kiddush Shabbos is the oraisa. The method used to be mekadesh the Shabbos with wine is the rabbanan. Demina Torah yotze b'tefillah. Because from the Torah, you could be yotze with tefillah. That could be mekadesh the Shabbos. The commotion nekasud b'simen reish ayin aleph, like we'll write in simen reish ayin aleph. The ode, furthermore, daha yachol kadesh avapas. Now, there are yakas, I believe, right? Is it a yakasha minhag to wash? Does anyone know? There's a yakasha minhag to wash and then make kiddush on the chaz and emotzi right away. Yes? Does anyone know? Yes, you're nodding yes. Thank you very much, Jocelyn Stern. Okay? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah just said. So if you were ever at someone's house and you saw them do that, no, you shouldn't think they're crazy just because you always make it on wine every time. It's not just the Yekesh HaMinik. The Mishnah Berurah Mamash writes it. Kiddush, we equate it with wine, picking up the coast and making the brach over the wine. But that's really just Durabanan. Being Mekadesh Shabbos is Duraisa. How you're Mekadesh Shabbos, there are actually different options. Duraisa, you could be Mekadesh Shabbos through your tefillah. Chazal say through wine. Thank you, Jocelyn Stern, for confirming. And the Mishnah Berurah here, Taka writes, Va'od, Daha Yachol Kadesh Ala Pas. You could make Kiddush of Shabbos, be Mekadesh Shabbos, over bread. Therefore, since there's only one way. Oh, that's so interesting. You see, someone just wrote direct message. Her husband's family used to make Kiddush over Challah because they could not afford both. So you see how relevant this is? Thank you for sharing that. My husband's family made kiddush over challah because they could not afford both. There you go. That's exactly the shayla of the Shulchan Aruch. It exists. Im ein yado masegas tiknos near the Shabbos v'kiddush hayom. If you taka cannot afford both, what do you do? You're in a dilemma. You're in the store. You have $2. You could either buy two candles or you could buy kiddush hayom, meaning a cup of grape juice. What do you do? Near Shabbos kodem. Shabbos candles takes precedence. So why? So the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us why. Because you could be Mekadesh Shabbos, which is a D'oraisa, through different medium than what we expect. You could be Mekadesh Shabbos through your tefillah, if your mamash can't afford anything. You could also, that's D'oraisa, it would be Mekadesh Shabbos. Or you could be Mekadesh Shabbos, there you go, al hapas, over the bread. You have your Lechem Mishnah, and you could be Mekadesh Shabbos over the bread. And therefore, since you could only light candles one way, the mitzvah of Hadakas Neiros can only be done by Hadakas Neiros. So now you understand the reasoning of why Hadakas Neiros takes precedence. There's no other way to do Hadakas Neiros. You gotta light the candle and make the bracha, la'adik Neiros Shabbos. There's no other substitute. But when it comes to Kiddush Hayom, yes, it's a deoraisa, but there are other ways to be Mekadesh. It doesn't have to be through wine. It could be through tefillah, you're Mekadesh the Shabbos. It could be through the pas, the bread, you're Mekadesh Shabbos. So since when it comes to being Mekadesh Shabbos, fulfilling the deoraisa, there are different acceptable, halachically, absolutely permitted ways to be Mekadesh Shabbos. But when it comes to Hadlakas Neiros, there's only one way to be Madlik the Neiros. You got to be Madlik the Neiros and make the bracha. Therefore, now we understand why Ner Shabbos Kodem. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says Ner Shabbos Kodem. It's not that Ner Shabbos is more important than Kiddush Hayom. In fact, Kiddush Hayom is deoraisa, and Ner Shabbos is derabbanan. So deoraisa, what's more important? I shouldn't say more important, that's the wrong word. What has more weight? Kiddush Hayom. But you could do it in other ways. There's only one way to be Mekadesh with Neiros, to be Madlik Neiros. The only way to be Madlik Neiros is to be Madlik Neiros. Just like on Chanukah, talking about Chanukah. The only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is by being Madlik Ner Chanukah. Can't say the Hadlik Ner Shabbos or the Hadlik Ner Chanukah over a piece of bread. It's a bracha levatala. It's a bracha shein etzricha. It's incorrect. So now that we deduce that Kiddush Hayom is more severe deoraisa, then Neiros Shabbos, which is derabanan, but I have other options for Kiddush Hayom, such as tefillah or pas. I don't have other options for Neiros Shabbos. Therefore, Neiros Shabbos takes precedence. And again, goes back to what we learned in the first class. So you don't have to buy 10 candles if you can't afford it. Keneged Aseres HaDibros. And you don't have to buy 7 candles. Keneged the 7 days of the week. You could buy 2. One Keneged Zachar and one Keneged Shamar. You could have 1. You'll still have Shalom Bayis in the home. But Neiros Shabbos takes precedence because of there's no other way to do it. I just want to tell you Be'erim u'musafim, u'bismanenu, and in our times, sheyesh ar mit'oros hachashmal, in our times we have light that comes from what? The light of the electricity. Kasov b'shayis u'tshuvas igros moshe. So today, the shayis is a little different, because we have chashmal that gives light. So we're still going to have shalom bayis. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all right, in his Igros Moshe, Shehayayin leKiddush Kodem leHadlakas HaNer. So it's very interesting. You see the sensitivity of our Gedolim. You may understand. I don't want to say that could be misconstrued. I don't want to say halacha changes, but a little bit the halacha changes. When the Shulchan Aruch was written in the 1500s, Rav Yosef Karo, they didn't have chashmal. So you either are going to be Mekadesh, or light candles, Mekadesh over Yayin or light candles, light candles. Be able to be Mekadesh over Tefillah or Pas, Rav Yosef Karo is teaching you, and actually have a candle, no. Today it's not the case, because today we have Chashmal, we all have electricity. So therefore, Kasa B'Shayas U'Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Shehayayin LeKiddush Kodem LeHadlakas HaNer. Therefore, Yayin for Kiddush actually would take precedence over Kodem HaNer. Why? Because yes, the Oraisa, you can make Kiddush on Tefillah. And you can make Kiddush on Pas. But today we all have Chashmal, and therefore, Yayin for Kiddush would take precedence. The Kain Das HaGo'an Rav Yosef Shalom al Yashav. So too, the opinion of Rav Yashav Zatzal, Shabimakam She'ein HaNer Nitzarech, Kedei Shalom Yikashlu, Hayayin the Kiddush Kodem LaNer. So Rav Yashav also, I just want to say, I cannot believe this class took, this Eve took the whole time. It was not my intention. But we're finished. 3 weeks in depth. Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, Birim U'Musafim. And next class, Be'ezrat Hashem, we are going back to the Sefer. Be'ezrat Hashem, I guess I should say Bli Neda. But I'm finished on the Shulchan Aruch. This is where I prepared through Seif Gimel. Okay? Let's just finish up. And I just thought it was so strange when I was preparing this that the last line that I managed to prepare, like if you look, you'll see I have highlights, I have pen marks, I have highlights, I have stickies. I finished with Seif Gimel. I'm done. For now. The last line is about Ner Chanukah. Did I know it was going to take 3 classes? No. Did I know it was going to be Erev Chanukah when I taught this last line? No. V'chein im ein yadom ha'segas tiknos Ner Shabbos v'ner l'Chanukah. Ner Shabbos Kodem. Mishum Shalom Bayis. The Ein Shalom Bayis below there. So important. And so we bring these three-part series full circle. Neiro Shabbos brings Shalom Bayis to the home. Actually, you could tie that into Isha, who extinguished the light of the world. You could say that giving her husband that fruit could cause a big breach in Shalom Bayis, cause a big fight. It didn't. He named her Eim Kochai, and he loved her, and they had Shais, and he forgave her. But he could have said, what did you give me for supper? Seriously, you couldn't give me anything else? So lighting near Shabbos actually increases Shalom, which was potentially at risk between Adam and Isha when she gave him the Eitz Hadas. And therefore, if his hand cannot afford near Shabbos and near Chanukah, near Shabbos Kodem. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, near Shabbos is Kodem Kiddush on Yayin. Even though today Rav Moshe and Rav Yashav say it's a little different, but just look at the halacha, how important near Shabbos is. And so too, if a person cannot afford to buy near Shabbos and near Chanukah, what takes precedence? Near Shabbos. Nishum Shalom Bayis. Remember, there's no inyanim of tripping over each other on Chanukah, because you could make a bonfire and you could light a candle and everyone could see, because it's a weekday, Chanukah Lech. But Shabbos candles, you're always going to have the problem of lo saviru eish b'chamash v'sechem b'yam Shabbos. Hashem does not want us to lack Shalom Bayis on the day of Shabbat Shalom. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom, Masech Shabbos Yod. And therefore, if you can only afford near Shabbos and near Chanukah and Baruch Hashem today, I don't believe that this applies to at least the majority of us learning here, but you should just know that near Shabbos is Kodem Mishum Shalom Bayis, Ein Shalom Bayis below it near, because there's no Shalom Bayis in the home without near. I just think it's like so interesting that was mamish the last line that I had prepared, and here we are a week and a little bit away from Chanukah. Thank you so much for taking the time to learn with me. Thank you, Bon Shalom, for Torah. Thank you to our anonymous sponsor, Tizkun Mitzvos L'Maisim Tovim. I wish everybody a Shabbos full of Or, Kedusha, Elevation, Shalom. And we should be zocha that all of our neiros, the Shabbos neiros, the Chanukah neiros, should be misaking the first sin, so it should finally bring us the geula asida b'mehera b'yameinu. Thank you so much. Kol tov, Shabbat shalom to all.